Hello, beautiful. Welcome to Stepping Into the Light with Julia Treat. That is me, your host for today's segment. I hope that what I have to share today will help you on your own journey through ascension, through this shift that we are going through. I think it's safe to say that this is beyond our wildest dreams, or maybe beyond our wildest nightmares for some, but this is a crazy time. But for real, what a time to be alive, like to be here and to be a part of this. My last podcast went up a few days ago. I actually took it down. It's funny, I felt a need to get on and rant about some stuff. I was really pissed off about some things. And by the way, it's okay to get angry, okay? It's okay to go through, to be angry, to be frustrated, to be pissed off, whatever it is. It's what you do beyond that, what you do with that, right? So I felt the need to share what I was pissed off about, which released a lot of it out of me, right? So I didn't hang on to it and brood. I got on and fucking talked about it. And the next day, there was no reason other than I felt guided to delete it. And it's interesting that when I went to delete the podcast that I posted, it had 117 listens. If you are awake, you will understand the significance of that number. So I took it as a wink as, yep, okay, whoever heard it needed to, and delete. I do want to give a shout out for a couple of people that have reached out. Allison, you know who you are. Thank you, dear. I'm not going to mention last names, but Allison, you reached out a while back, and your message was golden. It literally touched my heart. So thank you. Thank you for that. Debbie, you reached out after I posted my rant. And I'm going to say that I that's exactly what I needed to hear. So thank you for sending me that message. It meant a lot. And I think that's the struggle, is not knowing, am I reaching the people that need to hear me? I mean, I don't need to reach the people that are asleep anymore. That doesn't matter to me. All right. I'm here for the warriors, for the ones that are really standing their ground, that are fighting the fight, the good fight. We are in a war between good and evil, and it is coming to the precipice. I mean, we are there at the precipice. We are at the peak. And I know how difficult this can be, because I'm going through it too. I mean, I realized recently that I had to go through things just like everyone else so I'd understand what it was like. So I hope, I'm going to do my best to see if I can help anyone out there listening. This might help you on your own journey, because, over the past 4 years, four or five, like, can you even believe we've been in it this long? This is fucking crazy. I've been really, I don't know. I feel like God is sending me lots of different messages through different people. So one message tonight, this is why I hopped on actually, is I started following the Leo King on YouTube years ago, way before my awakening. And I even talked about him in my spiritual boot camp. I don't even know if anyone still is on my podcast that took spiritual boot camp with me many years ago. I really do believe that the lessons I taught, the daily things that you could do, will still help you today. I was asleep to what is going on in the world, but I realized I still was tapped into that connection with God and Source and creation, and how you can manifest things. But I I have not watched him in a while, and for, I don't even know, how did he come up? I think I was on my phone looking for something else, and he popped up on a live. And so I decided to click on it and just see what he's talking about. Now, I will say in maybe 2019, 2020, somewhere in there, when I was having my own awakening about the evil and the draconians and all the shit going on here, he actually was talking about it on his, in his videos, the draconians. And I'm like, holy shit, that's like, it blew me away, because when you have your awakening, you kind of think like, they're not going to be awake. They're not going to be awake. Are they awake? I don't know if they're awake. Do they know? But when I clicked on it and he was talking about draconians and how they came in and took over, you know, humanity, I was like, oh my God, there's my guy. Like, I started following him years ago, and he's having his awakening at the same time that I am. Here's an interesting fact. If you want to check him out on YouTube, I love him. I really do love him. It's actually on YouTube, The Leo King. I'm trying to look at my phone to see if I can tell you. But anyway, you'll find it under The Leo King. He's an astrologer. And we actually, it turns out, we have, I think our birthday is like an hour apart. We were born like an hour apart from one another. So a lot that he connects with makes absolute sense for me. He used to do these new moon dance parties. I don't know if he does anymore. I have to look into that, because I think when we start awakening, we start changing things that we did. We realize, I don't know about that. I'm not saying it's good or bad, but he may have changed that. Anyway, it was him, and then I was watching a video with it's Dr. Christiane Northrup. All right, she's well-known, mega. She was all over the world. She's very well-known for helping women. And it's like I'm coming full circle. I'm just sharing this because this might start happening for you, that things start coming full circle. Years ago, I came across this post on Facebook, when I was allowed on Facebook, which I'm not now, by the way. I was banned from Facebook, but they kept my business page up, right? So my Julia Treat, the psychic, whatever, that page is still up, which I realize now God has a plan, always. I can't access that page. But I think my last post, I'm trying to pull it up here. My last post, I believe, is, I'm a warrior for God, and I will never stop trying to help you wake the fuck up. That literally was my last post, I believe. You can check it out. Facebook Julia Treat, you might come across my business page, unless they took it down. I have tried so many times to create new pages, and I am banned for life. It says, no. I've changed my email, my phone number. Someone said it's because your camera on your computer sees your face and they know it's you. So I, you guys either die. I literally put Macy, my little black dog, I put her face up in the camera and I tried to create an account. I did. I just wanted to see if it would really work, but it didn't. I mean, call me crazy, but I just thought, oh, here we go, Macy. And she's, I had her in front of the camera. So see, look, we can have fun. Like, I'm laughing tonight. I was pissed the other night. It's just because this is so fucking stupid. It's so crazy what's going on. This is going to make sense, I promise. I don't promise. It might. Not sure. So Christiane Northrup, I'm just thinking about me holding Macy's face up to the camera. I was like, they won't recognize me. Here's Macy's face. Oh, boy. So I have her quote, one of her quotes. She wrote it in colored pencil. And I can't remember the exact quote, but it's something along the lines of, I'm going to get it wrong. I'll have to, when I get home, I'm in Kansas taking care of my mom, by the way, still in Kansas. When I get home, I'm going to record again and tell you the exact quote. But it's something along the lines of, when, I can't even remember. when they are, they, I don't know who they are, when they are ready to hear you, they will find you or whatever. It's, in other words, it was, don't ever stop speaking your truth. Whoever is looking for that will find you. Now that's, I just made that up. I'm gonna have to copyright that. Just kidding. So she's, I had a quote from her in my manifestation book, in my vision book, which is one of the days that I taught in my spiritual boot camp. If you don't have a vision, you don't know what you want, it can't happen. You have to have a vision of something. And so I watched this interview with her recently, maybe last year. And she said she had millions of followers. I hate that word, but I'm just saying that so you understand what it looks like. I'm going to say online family. But she had millions of followers, and she had her awakening and started coming out. Her awakening had to do with the vaccinations. Mine was before the... Mine had to do with vaccinations, but also had to do with draconians, with the... with a lot more stuff, like the dark stuff, the child trafficking, all that stuff. And in her interview, she said, I lost 99% of my followers when I started speaking the truth. That was the most beautiful thing that I needed to hear. I mean, I resonated with her so much because this is not from ego whatsoever. I had a big family, not millions, but I had a big family, a big spiritual soul family. And when I started telling them or talking about what I was witnessing, what I was learning, and it wasn't like, hey, believe me, it was like, go watch this, go here, go look at this. I had the same thing. So 99% at least of my soul family, what I thought was my soul family at the time, they left. Well, they either left or they started to lash out at me or condemn me or like, I don't give a fuck, to be honest. I was trying to save lives. Okay. So I didn't care what anybody said about me. And I'm actually patting myself on the back because I love that that's who I am. I've seen many, many past lives and I am always trying to help people save themselves. So, I think I'm sharing this because people that I looked up to, not as a higher up, but you are spreading good things. Christiane Northrup, the Leo King, I started realizing some of them were awakening at the same time I was. And we were all talking about the corruption. Christiane Northrup, she did actually talk about draconians and the infiltration and deep state, and Leo King's been talking about the same. And so I really felt like, oh, thank God, you know, I'm not the only one. Like, we're all awakening at the same time. I mean, let's face it, it does help if there is someone, I don't know, in the same kind of space as you, trying to be this leader or this guide or mentor, and they're saying the same things. I do want to make something very clear, because my last podcast that I took down, I want to make sure that you understand that, number one, I'm not mad at you if you made the choice of getting the vaccinations, or if you're continuing to get them, or if you're giving them to your kids and whatever you're doing. Frustration might be the right word. I understand that many people were duped or tricked. So I've really been working on that. Even my parents, you know, they resisted for a long time. And then they were forced to get it because they lived in assisted living, because my dad had Parkinson's. So they had to get them to stay where they are, or stay where they were. So I'm not mad at you. I've had some people reach out and I don't want you to ever feel that I'm mad at you. I am mad at what's happened for you. Okay, that's what I'm angry about. So I just want to make that clear. number one, you didn't let me down, and you should never give a shit if you let anyone down. It's between you and God. It's not you and Julia or you, you know, what Julia thinks. No, it's about you and God, your connection with Source. That's it. So I just want to make that clear. So I think one of the biggest lessons for all of us is to never, ever just trust what someone says again, even me. Even if I say something, you need to go research it. Never trust anything that anyone says. You need to go find it, research it, experience it for yourself. I think that's what I did, you know, when I was taking people on retreats or I'd have programs and trying to help people feel that for themselves. I never wanted to create, I need Julia to feel that. Because if that was the case, or if that is the case, then I failed. Every class I ever taught, I wanted you to have your own experience. That was my goal. Whether it was healing, whether you were learning healing modalities, whether you were learning to connect for others, even teaching the children's classes, it was always for them, you, to have your own experience. I was reflecting lately on, you know, when I used to attend the Tony Robbins events, the live events, which I think he's not having because COVID changed everything for everyone. And I think I attended at least, I was thinking the other day, I was counting them up. I'm thinking about 8 different events with Tony Robbins, whether it was Unleash the Power Within, you know, UPW, or the Wealth Mastery, or I went to UPW probably 3 times, maybe 5. And I'll never forget when he was on stage talking about his wife, Sage. And he said, I am married to an angel. You know, of course, my ears perked up. And he said, I have never met anyone else in my life that can find a bird on the ground, pick it up, and bring it back to life. I about fell over. Because he was talking to me, because that's what I can do. And I remember feeling the joy in my heart, knowing that there are others on this planet, whatever this is, that have these abilities, you know, these superpowers. And I'm not saying that to brag. I know that we have always had that ability. Just some of us have tuned into it, have tapped into it, have figured it out. It didn't happen overnight. I worked on it. And I called my helpers. I called on Yeshua, on Jesus. I called on Archangel Michael. I called on Mary Magdalene. I called on God the Creator to help me tap into what I'm able to do. That is where we are headed, folks, to realize who we are and what we can do. We have supernatural powers. We have been dumbed down. Our DNA has been fucked with. But we still hold that vibration of God, of angelics. We still have that power within us. And I'll just keep holding the space until you realize it. We are so powerful. They never want us to realize that. They want us to stay in the vibration of fear. Because fear will keep you from realizing your true destiny, your true powers of who you truly are. I want to close with something that's been happening since I'm here in Kansas, taking care of my mama. You don't need a medium to connect with your loved ones. You know, I did that for years, but I have retired that. I've hung that hat up because we don't need that. You will get your own messages. You will get your own signs, whether it's a song that comes into your head, an idea. I remember one woman I did a reading for, and I said, screws or nails that she would find on the ground. And she was just, her eyes were like huge. Oh my God. She said, yes, I find them all the time. And she goes, that's what my dad used. He was a carpenter. Okay, she didn't need to come to me to find that out. You don't need anyone to validate any of that for you. My mom and I have been walking around her neighborhood whenever she feels up to it. Maybe once or twice a day. Otherwise, I take her little dog around. But the past few days, we have been visited by a cardinal. Perches up on the tree. I didn't see that it was a cardinal yet. I just heard the song that it was singing. Now, I am an avid bird watcher. Okay, I know what different birds sound like. I seriously do. And we were walking, and I started hearing this sound. It literally was a bird singing a song, not just chirping. And I looked up, and I told my mom, I said, look, it's a cardinal right there. It's singing to us. And although my dad shows up for me as a blue jay, which that has happened too since I've been here, but he always shows up as a blue jay in my yard back in Pennsylvania. That day it was a cardinal. The past 2 days it's been a cardinal. And that bird has whistled the most amazing song. And I didn't say anything to my mom because she doesn't believe in the same stuff that I do. But my dad was one of the gifted whistlers. He could whistle amazing songs. And I just had this big smile in my heart knowing that my dad was there just letting me know everything was okay, that he was watching over everything. That cardinal followed us all around the block the past 2 days. I didn't need to get a reading from someone. I didn't need to call someone. I just needed to listen to the song and allow the message to come, knowing that that was my dad. You know, getting that visual of him whistling. You don't need anyone to connect with your loved one. Just open your heart, know that they're watching over you, and you will get your messages. I hope this helped you in some way. Know that I am always sending love your way. We've got this. We are at the precipice. Be strong. Whatever that means, whether that means that you need to have more time for yourself, whether you need to work on healing yourself physically, emotionally, mentally, whatever that means. Archangel Michael is my forever friend. He will never lead you astray. Just call on your angels and guides to help you. And we'll get through this. I love you so much. God bless and namaste.